We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Show and Vern shows. Vacation continues. He'll be back on Monday. He's enjoying Royal Spring training with the family. A lot of good reaction on the text line in reference to the minor league salary. From the 573, Vern, this is your worst take ever. A livable wage should not be fought against for any job. Again, I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm curious because, again, I view it as, like, from the 816, the minor leagues are basically an internship. If you get drafted, you get a bonus. That's what you live off of. And I know I shouldn't compare real life and professional sports, but there are certain occupations where it's such a fight to get into that occupation. Sometimes you have to sacrifice. I interned in sports radio for a year, was there 5 days a week for 5 to 8 hours every single day, and then had to get another job while balancing college at the same time. Obviously, being a minor league baseball player is a lot more difficult than that, but that's my opinion, and I appreciate the back and forth. Want to remind everyone, speaking of baseball, the big leaguers open up the 2019 season at Kauffman Stadium a week from today. Show and I will be live from Kauffman Stadium, broadcasting outside of Gate D at the K. We'll be out there from 10 to 2. We'll hand it off to Cody Tapp for Cody's On Deck show. And then we hand it off to Denny Matthews' first pitch at 3:05. So opening day is a week away. Tuesday is how you can get in to Thursday's opening day. All you have to do is listen to Show and Vern from 10 to 2 because every 15 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to opening day. So 10:15, 10:30, 10:45, 11, and so on and so on and so on. Every 15 minutes, we're giving you a chance to win a pair of opening day tickets. That's all day on Tuesday here on Show and Vern. Make sure you're listening. You got a pretty good chance to win. 17 pair of tickets will be given away right here on Show and Vern coming up next Tuesday. All right, Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. We'll get back to the Chiefs coming up in just a moment. But with the NCAA tournament underway and Kansas getting underway today at 3 o'clock, I wanted to discuss blame when and if Kansas loses in this NCAA tournament, whether it's this week, whether it's next week in Kansas City, or maybe it doesn't happen. I wanted to get to that. But then I saw this story from the Lawrence Journal World. Dylan Lyson had a chance to catch up with Kansas's chancellor, Douglas Girard. I hope I'm saying that right. If not, I apologize. But the story from the Lawrence Journal World has to do with assistant coach Curtis Townsend, who will be on the bench sitting right next to Bill Self when they tip things up at 3 o'clock on TNT. Curtis Townsend, who you may or may not know, was caught up in the Adidas scandal. There are records of Curtis Townsend speaking with Merle Code. Now, you don't know who Merle Code is, understandably so. Merle Code is an amateur basketball league director who was recently sentenced to 6 months in prison for a fraud conviction related to the Adidas scandal. So there's transcripts of Curtis Townsend talking to Merle Code about Zion Williamson and the recruitment of Zion Williamson before he ultimately committed to Duke. And for those of you that were unaware, Townsend, in reference to Zion Williamson, said, quote, between me and you, he asked about some stuff, you know? And I said, well, we'll talk about that, and you decide. Merle Code, the basketball league director that has been sentenced to prison for 6 months, responded by saying, I know what he's asking for. He's asking for opportunities from an occupational perspective. He's asking for cash in the pocket, and he's asking for housing for him and his family, end quote. In reply, Curtis Townsend, the Kansas assistant coach, says, I've got to just try and work and figure out a way, because if that's what it takes to get him here in Lawrence for 10 months, we're going to have to do it some way, end quote. Now, Kansas fans, you can bury your head in the sand and act as if this isn't proof that they were at least willing to accommodate the desires of Zion Williamson. Now, he ended up at Duke, so they never had to find this housing or get him a no-show occupation so he could put cash in his hand. But the question posed by the Lawrence Journal World in this article, posed to the Chancellor of Kansas, was, why is Curtis Townsend going to be on the bench for this game against Northeastern when the head coach of LSU, Will Wade, was suspended by the school? The school acknowledged, because of transcripts, because of an FBI probe, because of proof that Will Wade was up to no good, quote unquote, no good, that he was breaking NCAA rules, that he was paying and willing to pay high school recruits to come to LSU. And the Kansas chancellor responded, we're still cooperating with the NCAA on that, and they are coming back to conduct that part of the investigation, but we're on their timeline for all that at their request. When asked if he considered suspending any Kansas coaches, the Kansas chancellor said yesterday that he had not considered it because the NCAA wanted Kansas to hold off on taking action until the organization finished the investigation. So those are the facts. And I'm wondering the reaction of Kansas fans when you hear all of that, because they certainly didn't wait for the NCAA to hand down its decision before they sat Silvio D'Souza down. They allowed him to be a human pawn in this game with the NCAA. The NCAA, which, by the way, isn't some unreachable parent of Kansas. No, they work hand in hand with these universities. The universities are the ones that sign off on the NCAA being the institution that it is. Oftentimes, universities like to present the NCAA as if they're adversaries, as if we're fighting against one another, when in reality they work hand in hand. Almost, if not completely, like owners and commissioners aren't adversaries, they're working hand in hand. I just find it maybe not disappointing, because it should be expected by now. I find it surprising that Kansas fans, not all of you, I know Ron, who's a diehard Kansas fan, sees this, but don't you see the difference in the way that Kansas is protecting the coaches over the kids? Again, this is an institution of higher learning where academics and the students' well-being should be of the utmost importance. Academics should be paramount. Academics should come before athletics. And yet, an assistant coach seems to mean more to the university than this 18-year-old kid who's been in America less than 2 years in Silvio D'Souza. Great piece in the Lawrence Journal World. Again, not surprising, but still, in my opinion, somewhat disheartening to see that the university is willing to sacrifice the young man's career, hopes, and dreams. But when it comes to an assistant coach that is obviously good at his job and that obviously helps bring in quite a bit of money to Lawrence, man, we'll do a lot to protect him. I guess it shouldn't be disappointing, and yet it still is for me.
Oh, and a hanger is belted to deep left field, down the line, and gone. Alex Bregman.
That's Denny Matthews. He'll be on the call of opening day a week from today as Brad Keller and Carlos Rodon square off, Royals and White Sox, right here on 610 Sports Radio. That a home run from Alex Bregman, the third baseman of the Houston Astros, who you may or may not have heard, signed a six-year extension with Houston for $100 million. And when I saw that, first of all, I was about it because I love Alex Bregman and I love his game. But it also made me see the correlation to Adalberto Mondesi. Adalberto Mondesi, who put up an exact duplicate age 22 season as Alex Bregman did. Bregman, 3 years ago, put up an OPS plus of 116. League average is 100. He put up a 116 OPS plus at the age of 22. Last year, in his age 22, age 23 season, Adalberto Mondesi put up an OPS plus of 116. So in the offseason, after a breakout year by Alex Bregman, the Houston Astros give him a six-year extension for $100 million, buying up 2 years of his free agency and the rest of his arbitration years. They give him this money when he's 24 years of age. Lo and behold, this upcoming offseason, next offseason, Adalberto Mondesi will be 24 as well. And I'm wondering, Royals fans, if the Royals followed the Astros blueprint, and next offseason, if we see this expected breakout year from Mondesi, if the Royals did what the Astros have already done, and that is give their young superstar player, who is still very early into his career, Mondesi will have two great seasons under his belt. Bregman had three. If the Royals gave a Bregman-like deal to Mondesi, would that help you start to believe that the Royals can actually do big things in this market? God bless it. I really hate this. I mean, I like that people want the updates, but I'm cooking right now. All right, so let's do it. Scores on the tens. Let's look around the NCAA. Two games going on. Halftime, first round, East Region. 10th-ranked Minnesota's on top of Louisville, 38-33. Elsewhere in the East Region, LSU, the third-seeded Tigers, are on top of 14th-seeded Yale, 30-21, 7:20 left to play in the first half. We got to do something about that sounder. Disney actually just bought out Lucasfilm, so now we're messing with that Disney money. Right? We can't. We got to have something different, Steve. I wasn't joking. I know we joke a lot. We can't use a lightsaber sound. I just feel like that's a trademark thing. Do we have anything else that we can use? I need you to find something. I'm not asking. I'm telling you.
I can go through the catalog, but as I told you, we're kind of running low.
Sausage nip.
What? I don't know. That was just a drive around saying sausage nips.
Fine. That's better than anything else. That's better than a lightsaber. You want to use Ron the Show Hughley drops? You go right ahead. But my question with Adalberto Mondesi, before I got interrupted by these scores on the tens, my question about Adalberto Mondesi was, instead of this feeling that, of course, we're going to lose our superstar players, if the Royals indeed took care of Mondesi after this season, would you then start to believe that a true dynasty is possible here in Kansas City? Because Dane Morris talked a lot about, this time, I want to do it right. This time, when we win, I want it to be sustainable for a good 8 to 10 years. If they paid 6 years, $100 million to Adalberto Mondesi, would the Royals begin to shed that label or that feeling of inevitability that so many fans have that, well, once he gets too great, we're of course going to lose him like a Beltran, like a Hosmer, like a Kane, like a Moustakas? Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. I'm anxiously awaiting your answer on that. And it's odd to say, as we turn our attention to college basketball, it's odd to say, but Kansas State seems to be in a very enviable position entering this NCAA tournament. I'll explain after this.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
1459. So you guys are telling me y'all don't have a single buzzer or whistle or something on your soundboard for the scores on the 10s? This is some Bush League 15th place crap right here. I hear you.
They're all taken already.
From the 785, I can easily pick up the mini CPU in my pocket and check scores on the games. You guys are good. You don't need the scores on the 10s. Yeah, right. Everyone has a cell phone nowadays. You can watch these games on your computer. You can listen to us on radio.com. We really don't need to be doing this. Whatever Mr. Spector says.
She's dead!
All right, so I guess we're going with Ron the Show Hughley. Just him yelling lets you know that it's now 20 past the hour. So here we go. I guess we're still doing this. Have to do this because that's what the boss says. It's time now for scores on the 10s. NCAA tournament, two games underway. It's halftime. And Minnesota still leading Louisville at half, 38-33. Staying in the East region with 3:05 left to play in the first half. LSU up 12 on Yale, 37-35. That a 3-14 matchup. Minnesota, the 10 seed. Louisville, the 7 seed. Every 10 minutes throughout the day, we will get you updated on what's going on in the NCAA tournament. Some great feedback here on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. Text line 69306 regarding the story I told you about Curtis Townsend, Kansas assistant coach, who is, in my opinion, caught dead to rights, acknowledging a willingness from Kansas to pay Zion Williamson to spend 10 months on the Lawrence campus. And yet the Kansas chancellor comes out yesterday in a conversation with the Lawrence Journal World and says, well, we haven't thought about suspending Curtis Townsend because the NCAA is asking us not to do anything until they finish up their investigation. All the while, LSU, still being investigated, they took it upon themselves to fire the coach. All the while, Kansas, who earlier this year took it on themselves to sit Silvio D'Souza down just in case he did something that could come back to bite Kansas. And Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. A lot of great points being brought up. You know, a lot of people, the Kansas fan here from the 913, who gives a blank, every school pays their players in basketball and football. Why is this still a big deal? Listen, I'm fine with the players getting money. What I'm not okay with is under the current rules, you're not allowed to do that, right? And the only people that are getting punished for the most part are the kids. The kids that get kicked out of school. A.J. Green can't play in a bowl game. Maurice Claret's kicked out of school. Silvio D'Souza is used as a human pawn. Billy Preston, so on and so forth, where the kids are strung along because of decisions made by adults that are supposed to be putting these kids in the best possible position to succeed, where their future is supposed to be paramount. From the 816, what's the penalty for having Curtis Townsend on the bench? Would they have to part with wins like they would if Silvio D'Souza played? No, they wouldn't. And another texter, you're right. Curtis Townsend didn't do anything illegal. You're right. But Silvio D'Souza didn't do anything illegal. The money that was funneled from Kansas to his handler was what was deemed illegal by the NCAA, and yet Kansas, trying to protect their own backside, sat this kid down as a sort of premeditated punishment for themselves, so maybe the NCAA takes it easier on them moving forward. Again, the kids always being the villains, the kids always being the culprits, that's what bothers me. And the fact that the men, the adults, that are the most responsible for these actions taking place will continue to roam the sidelines this afternoon when things tip up between Kansas and Northeastern. You can catch that game on TNT starting at 3 o'clock. But I appreciate the feedback. Again, I might sound, or well, I hope I don't. I don't act as if I have, or I don't believe I have everything figured out, but sometimes things just don't make sense. So I appreciate your attempt to clear things up for me. From the 816, Vern, why aren't you so upset that Zion is still playing? No outrage at Duke. Reason number one is because we're in Kansas City right now, and I would imagine that a large majority of our listeners are Kansas fans, or at least are observers of the Jayhawk program. Duke, not so much. Oh, God, I forgot about this. Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride just walked into the studio. That's right, because coming up in 5 minutes, it is time to return, even though they've already taken a week off. It is the return of your favorite segment, the segment that you, the people, have created, the Serta and Sweeney Power Hour. That's coming up momentarily, but first, newsflash.
Serta's newsflash.
Punters are evolving. 1 year after Tennessee's Trevor Daniel tied an NFL combine record by putting up 23 reps on the bench press for a punter, Tyler Newsom of Notre Dame blew out that number by putting up 30 reps at Notre Dame's pro day. The 30 reps that he did on bench press would have tied for second at the NFL combine among linebackers.
I have nothing to say to that. You're telling me about punters bench pressing. If that's how we're starting this off, this Power Hour coming up next should be a real doozy. You guys made this happen. For some reason, you wanted it to return, even though Pete just decided to not show up for week two. But it's back. The Sween and Serta Power Hour is next on Show and Vern.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
The Power Hour.
I have to be honest here. The Power Hour went so well last time in Vern's chair, I've been insisting he give it up. Here I am in Show's chair. It just doesn't feel the same. I'm going to need you to get up, Vern.
Are you kidding me?
Just sit over there for a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Fine.
Go get a snack.
Welcome in to the Steven Sween Power Hour.
Welcome. Welcome to the Power Hour. Now I feel good. I got that groove going again. You know how this works.
Thankfully, two out of three is pretty solid. Those are pretty solid numbers, if you're asking me. I mean, we'd be killing it in baseball.
Pete and Steve's Power Hour. We'll start talking. How does this work? We start talking about a few subjects, and once we feel we've reached the end of it, we'll move on.
Yeah, we move on when we feel like moving on.
You know what?
We want this to go 60 minutes. It's going 60 minutes.
Instead of the bell, can you do me a favor and hit me with that sweet lightsaber sound to start?
You gotta give me a second. I don't have the lightsaber ready.
We'll hit it with the first topic before the lightsaber sounds. The NCAA tournament begins today. Steve, what's your... Oh, yeah, there we go. That's sexy. What's your favorite Final Four prediction? And who are the local teams do you think goes the farthest?
Final Four predictions.
I'll tell you who I have. I have Duke, Virginia, Texas Tech, and North Carolina. Iowa State going the furthest, but nobody makes it to the Elite Eight. Steve, you can join me at any time here.
I don't like the Cyclones, personally.
What's your best strategy for watching the NCAA tournament games and then the best food, Steve? Go ahead.
They got pretty good food out at Winning Streaks where you can go hang out with the guys from Fesco in the morning. I just need TVs, as many TVs as possible, and some type of cheese dip.
Mm. I do love cheese dip. Maybe I like chicken tenders.
Like
chicken tenders, but you got to have a couple different sauces.
Nachos,
honey mustard, ranch,
burgers,
barbecue sauce, chicken wings, hot sauce,
tater tots,
little tang in my hang low,
curly fries.
We talked about local teams in the NCAA tournament. Let's talk about local teams here. Here's my question. What's more likely, the Royals finish with a 500 record or the Chiefs win the Super Bowl?
The Royals finish with a 500 record because you know my guy Bubba Starling is going to crush it.
Billy Hamilton stealing all the bases. I think the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl,
all bags, no tax,
is probably more likely this year. Maybe not. Maybe not next year.
Not with that trash defense.
Steve, give me your hottest take on Patrick Mahomes signing with Oakley.
Those sunglasses were ugly, and I don't like them.
Here's my hottest take. He looked kind of like Cyclops. Did you ever see Cyclops, the X-Men movies?
He did kind of look like Cyclops. But the one from the cartoons, too, not just the one from the actual films.
I think usually Patrick Mahomes, he's seen in a very cool light. Very cool. This was the first uncool moment I think he's had in a long time. And let's stick with Mahomes. Let me read you this quote.
Also look like a guy in Total Recall.
I'll read you this quote. I'm excited to get those face those guys talking about the Browns probably in the playoffs at some point. Steve, the Browns in the playoffs.
Of course. Without a doubt, they're clearly the best team in the AFC North. Bleep the Steelers. We know they're trash. Whoa. The Ravens. Lamar Jackson can't even throw. What, Mark Ingram? We're supposed to be scared of Mark Ingram?
I get excited.
Not in Cleveland,
I just
baby.
Rip my pants off.
Not in Cleveland. Oh, yeah. I guess we got to get Josh Verniers. That's his job. Scores on the tens.
Better John Dorsey move. Loading up the Browns this offseason with the likes of Odell Beckham, Olivier Vernon, Kareem Hunt. Or having the supernatural presence of mind to know he was on the way out in KC and in advance bleeped the Chiefs salary cap to handcuff them this year.
Well, before I give you my eloquent thoughts on that question, we do have to do the scores on the tens. Minnesota Golden Gophers are leading Louisville right now 52-40.
Yale stinks.
Yes, Yale does indeed stink. Yale and LSU are at halftime. LSU leading that one 45-29. New Mexico State and Auburn just getting underway. New Mexico State. Oh, no, never mind. Auburn just took the lead 6-4. Auburn, baby. I know Pete's got thoughts on that squad. But back to the John Dorsey question.
Loading up the Browns this offseason, the likes of Odell Beckham, Olivier Vernon, and Kareem Hunt are having the supernatural presence of mind to know he was on the way out in KC and in advance. Oh, we hit him in the butt with the salary cap to handcuff them this year.
I mean, yeah, that's the biggest hog move I've ever seen, really. This foresight that Andy Reid thinks he can push John Dorsey out the door. No, sir! No, sir!
Here's the Eric Berry contract.
John Dorsey knows what he is doing, Andy, and he crushed
you. Here's the Justin Houston
you.
Contract. He sees the future. Speaking of Supernatural, let's talk about Stranger Things trailer that came out yesterday. Stranger Things Season 3 begins this summer on Netflix. I thought the trailer stunk.
I don't understand how you could think that it stunk.
The first two seasons were so good, Steve. This one was set in a mall. What is going to happen in the mall?
Because they went to the mall. I'm pretty sure there was also a movie theater. I'm hoping that they're expanding the town of Hawkins because, I mean, let's be honest. It's a small town. Like, there's got to be some budgetary restrictions there.
What is this? Is it the Mall of America?
That their tiny economy is starting to thrive.
It just didn't excite me for season three. The last season, you had all these other kids with all their supernatural powers. This is not going to be as good. Sometimes you got to cancel.
Early down with
cancel the
kid
show after season two. Let it lie. That's probably what
powers.
They should have done. Let's stay on TV because I know you've wanted to talk about this for a while. Game of Thrones, the final season begins this year, of course. Our buddies, Nick Price, Dusty Likens, will be doing recaps. The show every morning, 5 a.m. right here. Tune in if you like Game of Thrones. Look, I don't like Game of Thrones. Name one good show, Steve, where even some of its most passionate, diehard fans don't even know half the characters' names.
The Wire.
No. Game of Thrones is the most overrated television show of all time.
The Sopranos.
No, everyone knew The Sopranos. You name all the great shows. Breaking Bad, MASH,
Breaking Bad
the
only
Simpsons.
Had like seven characters.
My point exactly.
The Wire had a massive cast, all right? Everybody don't remember every person in The
Hey.
Wire.
Let's continue this 12 minutes of straight sex. But speaking of overrated, I had a little St. Patrick's Day soiree over the weekend. Of course, Shot Steve made an appearance. Vern said he couldn't come. I invited him. He said he was worried about the program this week without show. I think he's worrying it's a little overrated because this new program you guys got cooking up, Speck and Vern, might be better than anything I've ever seen.
I mean,
since Ronnie was around,
I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been playing both sides. I've been going back and forth. Don't tell Vern. I've been, you know, I ride with Speck sometimes when he's not around. I crush it.
Are you looking for a little bit of a promotion here?
It's just you me know, and you that's right why now. I got to play the game. That's how you play the political radio game. You got to play both sides.
Could you see in the future Speck coming in and potentially replacing show if that's what's called to be?
I mean, if that's what he has to do and if he happens to be listening right now, then yes. Yes, I trust in his judgment. But assuming he's not listening right now, no.
And speaking of Speck and St. Patrick's Day, what are the chances, Steve, you can get the Power Hour to Royals opening day for the reuniting of Sween and Shot Steve? Cody Tapp, Royals insider, has got the hot stove later, has told me he's going to have beer in his trailer.
That's going to be awkward because Cody's got to work all day that day. But we do like to throw down at the trailer. I will be here, unfortunately.
Nah, you'll come to the trailer. We'll get you a replacement.
We are giving away next Tuesday, however, 17 pairs of opening day tickets on Show and Fern. So just make sure you are locked in next Tuesday for your chance to go to opening day.
Now, this Power Hour has been fun, but it's time for what you've been waiting for the most. I know what that is. You want to hear my entire bracket. So we're going to start with the West. Gonzaga, come on, knocking off Fairleigh Dickinson. Moving on to the next game, Syracuse and Baylor. You know where I'm going in this one. Gotta go with those Orange.
Woo!
Woo! Marquette and Murray State.
Give me B.
Ooh, I'm going with Murray State in this one.
I love Murray State. They've actually got a kid, top 10 scorer in the country.
Reminds me of
Steph
Curry.
Can't remember his name, but I know he's a baller.
All right, moving on to the next of 32 matchups here live on 610 Sports Radio, Florida State and Vermont. Give me the Seminoles. Buffalo and ASU. ASU coming off that big win last night in the first four. Buffalo stinks. I'll go with ASU. We're going to keep it rolling. Texas Tech.
Keep reading that bracket.
Northern Kentucky. I like Texas Tech's game against Kansas. They made Kansas look stupid.
No, disagree.
Texas Tech.
Not that they make Kansas look stupid. I just don't like Tech.
Texas Tech beats Northern Kentucky. Nevada, the darlings of last year versus Florida. Man, I love the West bracket. Could do this all day. Nevada versus Florida. I'll take Nevada. Because why not?
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Winning that, of course, Duke and UNC in the championship game. Duke taking the NCAA championship, and that's all. 64 teams, one winner. That's your power hour, baby. The best 12 minutes.
Get the hell out of my chair.
Best 12 minutes of Show and Vern. Hey, best 12 minutes of Show and Vern all week. Catch you next week.
Make kissing noises and get out. That's what you wanted, Kansas City. I hope you're happy with it.
I get excited. I just want to rip my pants off.
That sounder of Ron the Show Hughley means it's time for Scores on the Tens. Every 10 minutes here on 610 Sports Radio, we get you updated on what's going on in the NCAA tournament. We'll try to pull things back together. But this is what you guys wanted. Anyway, all right, Minnesota, 10-seeded Golden Gophers on top of 7-seeded Louisville, 59-43, 10:40 left to play in regulation. Elsewhere in the East Regional, halftime as 3rd-seeded LSU is up 16 on number 14, Yale. It's 45-29. Moving over to the Midwest region, 12-seeded New Mexico State leads 5th-ranked Auburn 16-13, 11.5 left to play in the first half. The winner of that game would face Kansas if Kansas was lucky enough to get past Northeastern. They tip things up at 3 o'clock. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. From the 816, this is the best radio in Kansas City. I think that says more about the city than it does that power hour. See, now this is bogus. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. You guys are trying to cut Ron the Show out and it's trashy. No, that is not the case. Do not turn that around and include me in it. It was 3 weeks ago, and the text line mentions how much they couldn't stand Show and Vern and how this time slot would be a lot better if we gave it to Pete Sweeney and Steven Serta. So we followed your edict, gave them a segment, and now you don't like it. Well, it's your own fault. From the 816, I hate Power Hour. I do too.
I'm just out here trying to thrive.
From the 660 and listener 10, you can tell that Pete was in studio because Serta's energy always picks up 10 times whenever he's around Pete. Maybe have Pete sit in the booth with him every show and you might get more out of Serta on a daily basis.
Pete's my bud.
Sausage dip. Sausage dip.
I just did it. I'm not doing another score update.
We missed the one at 40, so we're trying to get caught up.
Nothing has really changed.
So, you know... Now it's 50.
All right, well, we're now in the second half. LSU still up by 16 because we're 15 seconds into the second half. Minnesota's still up by 16, that 7-10 matchup. And New Mexico State still leads Auburn by 2. Turn your mic off.
Good God.
Come on, man. I've been real happy. Maybe not proud of the shows I've put on, but I've been real happy with how I've done in show's absence. Big shoes to fill. Impossible to fill. I'm not funny. Show is funny. I'm not clever. Show is very clever. So I'm doing my best. I could use a hand from those around me. Show will be back on Monday, by the way. He's down in Arizona for Royals spring training. Royals opening day a week away. Your chance to win opening day tickets every 15 minutes on Tuesday. From 10 to 2 during Show and Vern, you'll have a chance to win Royals opening day tickets each every 15 minutes. 10:15, 10:30, you understand how time works. Excuse me. So every 15 minutes, you got a chance to win. Still coming up, we got to get back to the news of the day. That is concerning Tyreek Hill and a shocking, shocking rumor that was brought to light this morning by the great Jay Glazer. We'll get to that coming up in just about 15 minutes from right now. Just over a few hours away from Mike Trout being introduced at a press conference out in Arizona, introducing his new 12-year, $430 million contract. Really cool. They're inviting the fans. Fans are asked to come to the press conference. It should be a beautiful setting. Should be very happy for Angels fans. But for the past few days, I'm sure you've heard it, it's been the opinion of a lot in sports media. A lot of people have made the point that, you know, Mike Trout isn't recognizable. Mike Trout doesn't move the needle. And I agree. I don't think there's any question. You know, some have said, Mike Trout could walk on the plaza and go unnoticed. Man, I would like to think that that's hyperbolic, but I mean, that may be true. Maybe overblown just a touch, but the bottom line is this. Mike Trout is arguably one of the 10 greatest players in a game that's been around for more than 150 years, and he currently is not as big as the 8th best player in the NBA or the 10th best player in the NFL. So as that narrative continued to dominate the sports news cycle the past few days, that narrative of Mike Trout not being recognizable to the average sports fan, I saw a lot of former and current big leaguers defending Trout online. Former big league pitcher Eric O'Flaherty. You may not have heard of him. Who cares if you have or haven't? He's a former big league pitcher, and he had this to say on Twitter. He writes, "If Mike Trout got tatted up, bleached his hair, threw on a gold chain, pimped every home run, and had an affair with an Instagram model, he would be 10 times more famous and recognizable at the mall. Maybe he's not the problem. Maybe we pay too much attention to a-holes in this country." And I'll tell you what, man, if that didn't make me take a seat, if that didn't put me right on my backside, because what did he say that was wrong? Because the baseball purist in me, the guy that loves the game of baseball, loves the history, I love Mike Trout. And I swear every time he comes to Kauffman Stadium, he shows out. Something spectacular in center field, and he always hits at least one moonshot. But the guy that continues to see the interest level in Major League Baseball continue to dwindle, that guy that wants this next generation to fall in love with the game the same way I did, all the while understanding the reasons why I fell in love with the game, reasons like I only saw my team a handful of times on television, I had to follow the stats in the newspaper, the team was good that I followed. Plenty of reasons why maybe a youngster nowadays is going to feel different about baseball than I did growing up in the early 80s. But the point brought up by Eric O'Flaherty of maybe we pay too much attention to a-holes is 100% correct, but what's sad about it is it's not changing. Think about some of the most famous people in this world, some of the most powerful people in this world, and the way that they can manipulate others via social media, via Instagram, all of the different outlets there are to stay top of mind, to stay in the faces of everyday citizens. a lot of them, and with all due respect to the whole Kardashian gang and, you know, members, you know, actors and actresses and musicians and politicians, some of the most famous are the biggest knobs, are men and women that you would not point to when your son or daughter asks, who should I look up to as a role model? The problem for baseball is, sadly, because of where we are now in 2019, is we need a few more a-holes in Major League Baseball. Some may view Bryce Harper, maybe a Manny Machado, but we need more. We need people that elicit emotion from fans. Have you ever heard anyone say anything cross about Clayton Kershaw or Mike Trout? No. The biggest stars in baseball just seem to be ordinary guys. Man, I need some divas. Sad to say, but as the pitcher points out, we need some a-holes in Major League Baseball. I would really appreciate if somebody would stand up. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. When we get back, we can all laugh all we want at the offseason of the Pittsburgh Steelers, but Chiefs fans, make sure you're learning a lesson from their mistakes.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.